The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
Everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Well, what an interesting run we've had overnight. Well, Bitcoin continues to capitulate. It's down another 12%, now $734 down, which I'm very happy to have my hedge in place. Now, if you're wondering what a hedge is simply an order or a trade that simply offsets your portfolio. Now, I've been talking about this all year, the need for it. The fact that if you're in the markets, you should learn to trade because you can find a hedge so that you can hedge your portfolio. I've also covered in detail many times about the importance of being a proper fund manager in the sense of managing risk for first and foremost across everything. And to be only one directional is a very high risk scenario to find yourself in. Now, I'm not saying this to say I told you so, not at all. Again, I bring it to your attention because, again, this is an opportunity for you guys to see how important it actually is. Just because you think the market's going to bounce back up doesn't mean that it will. The market can and will go lower. The market can and will go higher. And what we're seeing at the moment is that it is going lower. Another very, very, very large day in the red for Bitcoin, putting a lot of people in some pretty upsetting positions. And I'm, you know, it's horrible to hear that. It's horrible to see that. But there's opportunity here, guys. There's opportunity here. You've just got to know what you're looking for. It's time to invest in yourself, whether it be me or somebody else or YouTube. I don't care what it is, but learn about how to hedge a portfolio, because that is what my members did and myself, what I did last Friday. Took a short trade, and the short trade turned out to be, my plan for this trade, by the way, was off the old lows, the annual lows of that around 5780, small little cradle trade on the 2 hour. And the plan for this trade, and don't forget, you've got to plan your trade and trade your plan. Another thing I speak of very frequently is, you know, that trade plan was to scale out at 1-to-1, so minimize my risk first and foremost, and then leave the rest for a hedge. And that's what I've done. Now, it could have gone two ways. It could have turned around, stopped me out, and it nearly did. Or it got relatively close, within about, $100 or so. About $30 or so. The stop loss was very tight. The stop's about $100. And since that low, since the point at which we broke down and I got short, we've moved over. Well, we've actually just hit a $1,000 move. So that's a 10-to-1 trade on that. Of course, with half being scaled out, that means it's about 5-to-1 as a hedge. Now, I'll tell you something else. My portfolio is down more than my hedge is up, but that's okay because I've got something there that makes me, hey, it just makes me feel better. Like, I'm not concerned. I've hedged my portfolio, not 100%. It's remarkably difficult to hedge your portfolio 100% in the crypto space because, you know, the alts move so much more differently. I mean, for example, Ripple's only down 5% today, whereas you've got something like Cardano and Ethereum, which are down 17%, and NEO down 20%. We were stalking a trade on NEO yesterday, short actually. But again, it's up to you guys to be in the position where you know what to do, you know, when things don't go as you might like them to go. You've got to be objective in these markets. You've got to know what it is you're looking for. You've got to leave emotion at the door, and you've just got to get on with it. Now, if you're getting on with it means to just hodl, that's fine. If you're getting on with it means that you want to learn how to understand or to take advantage of directions, be it up or down, then that's what you need to do too. You've got the opportunity to do it, guys. It's what I do. It's how I do it. And this week we have a webinar coming up. It's actually Wednesday night, 7 p.m. AEST. That is Sydney time for those of you around the world. Now, here's the thing. You need to register for this webinar. If you can't be there live, don't worry. We'll get the recording to you, but you need to register. I'm going to be showing you exactly what goes on here at Trader Cobb, what strategies that I use, okay? I'm going to show you behind the paywall so you can see exactly how things are set up and you know how the education is delivered. I'm going to literally walk you through exactly what I do, take you through a bit of a scan as well to show you how I scan the markets to really just open up to you guys so that you can make a very clear decision based on whether or not you think that this is going to help you and whether or not you understand the way that I trade. It's fairly straightforward in what I do with those checklists. I want to open it up and I want to show you in more detail. So what you need to do is you need to go to one of my socials. So if you go to Twitter, for example, the link for you to register will be at the top. Okay, it's my pinned post. You can do the same in the Trader Cobb Facebook. Jump in, register for that webinar, and we'll see you on that Wednesday evening. Have a great day, guys. Don't get emotional. These are just markets. They go up and down. Have a look at some history on Bitcoin Logscale. You can see that it's done this before. Long term, you know, I'm still in. I haven't sold everything. I haven't fallen apart. I haven't capitulated. Short term, I'm a trader. Things are going good on the trading side. Happy, happy, happy. Keep you cool and see you on Wednesday. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com because experience matters.